My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick El Dorado, catches up with his scammer Mavis. So listen and enjoy.
Yeah, nobody with a pulse.
Well, I was concerned about Mavis. I haven't had a chance. Mavis never got back to me. So I figured I would put out a feeler. Now, the last time I heard anything from her was back on November 6th. And I'm just going to read what she wrote. She said, "How are you doing, Dick? I am so happy you were able to email me. I am worried about you. I wish I was with you. Maybe I could have done something about your hand. I am so scared."
Like what, put it on a breast?
Well, no, because my arm was in a sling.
Yeah, with the leeches.
Usually my ass is in it. But I just want you to know that there is someone out there, period, there, who loves you, and I want to be with you, Dick. I love you because you make me look forward to each day. You're my everything and dream come true. There are no words to express what I feel for you. There are no songs as beautiful as the music that fills my soul when I hear your voice. There are boys.
Your voice?
Yeah.
Which she's never heard.
Yeah. Well, she's reading off this bullshit book she's got.
No.
Yeah.
No, Joe. It's from the heart. It's others that steal their words and put them up 4 years ahead of time.
Right. There you go.
It's from the heart. Heartscammers.com.
There you go.
There are no roses as lovely as your smile. Really?
What?
Have you ever seen roses with fucking teeth on them?
Yeah, I did in Little Shop of Horrors.
What are your teeth, little thorn?
Feed me, stupid! Feed me cash!
That's funny.
Are your teeth little thorns?
Nothing moves me like you do. You were the very...
You're like a bowel movement.
Thanks.
X-lax.
Curry, X-lax of relationships.
There you go. You were the very air that I breathe. The very love that I need, my heart, my soul, my everything. The sweetest of my memories come when I think of you. I remember the very first day you wrote me. I could not believe I was talking to a lovely man as you. Really? With all that shit I shoveled towards you? I pinched myself.
Have you Googled this shit?
Huh?
You got to Google this and find out where it's coming from.
Yeah, because that load of horseshit.
That's coming from
her dad. Oh, of course it is. Sorry.
Well, you know, Mavis and Agnes are friends. They're very gifted writers.
Oh, look at how offended he looks.
He looks like Yui. He does, like he's fucking nuts.
You can't tell me no. You can't tell me no.
Have a leech suck, you stupid.
You can't tell me. Who else but my beloved would come up with this stuff?
Mr. Whiskers.
Really? For a moment, I believed I was in heaven. I even danced to the music the angels were singing. Oh Jesus
God.
Christ.
But
the thing is, somebody's writing this seriously somewhere. They should be shot.
There's a workshop.
Yes, there is.
A stink shop. Upon
don't you have dick jokes to sling? Leave these people alone. They're making the world a better place as opposed to you, who just points out the awfulness of it.
That's true. At least I am not. Upon opening my eyes, I realized I was not in heaven, but that an angel had came down to earth just for me. Love you, Dick, and my lovely kitty, Mavis. Now, that's where we left off, so I haven't heard... So I haven't heard anything, and I'm like, well, I better so I better get up there. So basically, I wanted to explain to her why, you know, it's been a while and stuff like that I haven't written to her.
He took a bullshit break.
Right. So I wrote, Mavis, I've been so upset that I've not been able to write you. I have a small amount of battery life left in my computer, and I want to spend it writing to the one thing that is getting me through this tragedy we are going through. No. First, the fact that Davin's wife and child are okay is such great news.
That's right. They were missing in a storm.
He cried when he heard his daughter was safe, but not so much when he heard about his wife.
Wow, that's a horrible thing.
Sounds strange to me.
Like, oh, my daughter. Oh, my wife.
Essentially, it is. Sounds
terrible.
Strange to me. But I wish them all the best.
Well, she wouldn't let me go to Atlantis.
No.
So I will be
back at my place in December. I am so glad I hate sleeping on this couch at my friend's house. My arm has not been doing too good. I can't get in touch with Dr. Wawen Chow, as I think he might have been deported.
That's new.
That will not That's good.
I guess he'll be in touch. He needs some money.
Yeah, right. And worse yet, he may have been a fraud.
No. I like that. I like that.
And if good. That's the case, I'll be pissed. How could anybody lie and take advantage of somebody who is in pain and it's disgusting?
Hey, Kerry's taking a page out of my playbook.
That's right.
This is really good. This is really good. How could you take advantage of somebody?
I'll tell you what. Nice. If Richard's smart, there might be a lawsuit in the offing.
Right. So basically, I'm even bigger foot because she might go, uh-oh, he's on to me. Then I hit her with this. I did get good news. My lawyer says my wife's estate will be settled in January, and I could start to rebuild my life, one that I want you to be part of.
Oh, okay. Nice little
nice.
Touch.
Right.
Put a clock on it like the troops withdrawing from Afghanistan.
Yeah, right. I have been having sporadic cell phone service, so I have not heard from Johnny Carstairs, which I guess is now, for now, is a good thing. My job is on hold as the car dealership had 5 feet of water. It was so bad that my boss, Mr. Bix, almost drowned between the dealer backdrop, lights, and a Buick.
I don't know if they'll understand what that means, but that's hilarious.
Yeah. Like the backdrop's in the light. Mr. Whiskers is doing well and says meow and wagged his tail when I and wagged his tail when I told
How
him I was
could
riding
any
you.
Any fucking scammer with self-respect just even like, this person's fucking nuts.
Why am I talking to this nut?
Really? After the 35 minutes of insanity that you
No, here's the difference between you and me. I have a complicated life, but it's all based in very real circumstances. You got a fucking cat that says meow. Which is what a cat would say, but not as a greeting to somebody who they don't know.
If he's watching me typing and I'm typing and he looks and goes, meow, yes, I'm writing to Mavis.
Mr. Whisker says meow.
Who's more absurd, Pip Helix?
Oh, you know, I don't even know how to judge that.
Oh, you've said even that he's more absurd.
No. It's in general. But he's starting to come around and make sense.
The drugs that made him sell the rainbow grass.
I know. Let him finish, and then I'll address that.
He's coming back to quote unquote rationality.
Right. Yeah.
Mr. Whiskers is doing well, and he says meow.
Right. I wasn't going to put him to sleep. Settle down, Scott.
And wagged his tail when I told him I was riding you. We celebrate Thanksgiving this week, and I wrote a Thanksgiving poem.
Here we go.
Thanksgiving, a day I love. Thanksgiving, we give thanks to you, Lord above. Thanksgiving, a day for turkey, stuffing, and more good food. Thanksgiving, I wish I was there with you. Love, Dick Eldorado.
You know what we gotta do, Joe? You know what we gotta do?
Oh, that was horrible.
Shoot myself.
You know what we gotta do, Joe? You gotta collect all these poems, de-horse shit. You gotta put them all on one document, and I gotta put them up on the website.
We already did a blog, the Writings of Dick Eldorado.
Oh, we did.
Did we? All of them?
Most of them.
We'll put them online so some other fucking the worst scammer ever can use it.
Right. The collected works of Dick Eldorado.
Right.
But these are great twists because not only like doing the things like setting her up, okay, here's where the money's going to come in.
No, that was a good move.
Yeah.
Because
you
when
have
I wrote
to,
that
though.
One line, yeah. Fuck you. Hold on. All right. Maybe I'll stick around.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.